Now in his 70s, Wanless has been tracking sea levels throughout his storied career. We sit down at a table covered in books and folders in his office. I notice photos of a trip to the Greenland ice sheet on his wall. I begin to tell him that I had just met with Ben Kirtman and Bruce Mowry and learned about their perspectives on sea level rise when he interrupts me, and I was a bit taken aback. He says, quote, "We've screwed ourselves. We've kicked the bucket. We have gone off the cliff. 93.4% of the global warming heat we've produced is in the oceans, and half of that went in since just 1997. That is unbelievable. If we'd only gotten hold of this when we knew about it in the 80s, we'd have less than half the problems we have now." Wanless, who has been watching things go from bad to worse for so long, is taken aback by the business-as-usual mindset of the general public. "We have to stop doing this," he continues. "With population increasing, with industrialization ongoing, and with the sad exuberance about opening the Arctic as an opportunity to get more oil and gas, shouldn't we be thinking, oh my God, what have we done?" So he went on to talk to me about things, being very, very critical about the IPCC and explaining to me and showing me literally the metrics they use for their sea level rise projections. And he showed me how they minimize the input of sea level rise from Greenland and Antarctica, minuscule percentages of their overall inputs, grossly underrepresented for what they actually are producing. And he pointed that out, and then he started talking about what he saw coming. And he cited a James Hansen study that came out a couple of years ago that I cite in the book that said we could see 10 feet by 2050. And he said he thought it would not be impossible for us to see as much as 30 feet by 2100.